You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In a deadly week for prison inmates, Pope Francis has appealed for a reform of prisons and an improvement in the conditions of convicts around the world during his general audience. Two incidents in Brazil's penitentiaries have caused the death of nearly 90 inmates in what officials say is gang-related violence. Deacon Thaddeus Horbovi is a retired prison chaplain for the United States Federal Bureau of Corrections. He said the Pope's appeal is long overdue.
It is long overdue. I am so happy because the Jubilee year calls for release of the prisoners, attention of releasing of the prisoners. The condition in this time of age, we have 2 million prisoners in the United States, and some of them shouldn't be even in prison. And then, after that, they let him go with shorts or things after 20, 30 years in prison with a little bag with his records and basically nothing. And then you make it. Now you see the Pope's statement improving the quality and the treatment of prisoners. And isn't it something that we have 10 million prisoners already went through the system? They cannot get a job. They feel self-condemned now. Isn't it odd that the Pope had to appeal for that to happen? There is a vacuum. There is a need for organization who will help the inmates in transition and also provide a parole officer lawyer because they terrify. They are living under stress. And that's why they coming back to prison because they cannot handle the pressure of going down. And the state of Texas is, the condition of inmates are heart-wrenching. You, in institution that I opened in Abilene, one officer shot the prisoner in the head because he presumably was escaping, but he shot him straight in the head and he got award as the Officer of the Month award. And then the Livingston unit, first it was terror unit, Polonsky unit, and then now is I call Livingston unit because it is the worst of the worst of prison. The inmates are subhumans. And I was the first chaplain, so I wrote the policy, and I developed the policy for the treatment of a prisoner. And, of course, after I retired and I went to Texas and I visited that, and I noticed the policy is not followed, and I noticed that they had an incident of a chaplain visiting a death row prisoner, and the policy will not follow because the chaplain should be also watched by the guard for security. But inmate was able to pull the chaplain through the slot and broke his arm and cut his arm with blade. And then they kicked another inmate to death. And it's a war zone.
That was Deacon Thaddeus Horbovi, a retired prison chaplain for the United States Federal Bureau of Corrections.